The pressure is on. The deadline for the government and the Labor Party to negotiate some sort of compromise on this ridiculous renewable energy target scheme expired yesterday. Why is it ridiculous? Because it's costing you a fortune. I'll come to that in a minute. They're talking about wanting money. I'll give you money. There's plenty to be saved. We don't have to tax deposits, bank deposits. Both sides agree the scheme's target figure should be reduced. If it was John Key in New Zealand, no upper house, it'd be fixed and you get rid of this thing. It supposedly ensures 20% of electricity is generated from so-called renewable sources by 2020, but they're only viable if you fund them and subsidise them. Its current settings require the generation of 41,000 gigawatt hours. This is unbelievable, this, and it makes me angry, of renewable energy a year. Means 26% of electricity will soon be coming from renewable sources because demand for electricity has fallen, and so we've got this expensive wind and solar stuff. Now, the government wants to reset the figure from 41 to 32. Labor wants more. And since the two sides can't agree on the changes, regulators will today set the level of the scheme for 2015 using the existing 41,000 figure, pushing up electricity prices again, because power companies are forced to purchase a greater proportion of electricity they provide to us from expensive green sources, otherwise they're breaking the law. An open letter to government this week, signed by a stack of business outfits, put it simply. It says, quote, unless the RET target is recalibrated, power companies are on a trajectory to pay the legislated penalty price for renewable energy certificates, which would see a surge in electricity prices. But of course, well, the Abbott government's opposed to all this, but Shorten won't say yes. The Greens won't say yes. The Senate won't say yes. This is a ridiculous scheme. It's responsible for the proliferation of wind farms and rooftop solar panels all over Australia, which are not viable unless you subsidise them. How much? The subsidies will reach $21.6 billion in 5 years. $21.6 billion. Between now and then, over $100 billion in subsidies. And Joe Hockey wants money. If wind farms, if you want to go and put a bloody turbine up somewhere, put it up. But don't ask the taxpayer to pay for it. It's unbelievable, this stuff. This whole thing should have been abolished long ago.